Thank you, Brother Wayne. Gerald, you took my text. I shouldn't have told you I was speaking on watch, or did you remember? Oh, you did. Very good. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me tonight to Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13, and we'll be looking at verse 33 through verse 37. Mark chapter 13, verse 33 through 37. The Lord Jesus is speaking, says, "Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." Guess you notice there that four times that word watch was mentioned. For the time that's allotted us, Brother Grayling told me I could take my extra 5 minutes. We're going to be considering five things we should watch. Five things we should watch in view of the Lord's return. The word watch we will spell out as an acrostic. W will be watch your ways. A will be watch your assurance. T will be watch your temptations. C, watch your companions. And H, watch your habits. In verse 33, the Lord told his disciples to take heed, because you know not when the time is. I think that behooves each and every one of us to take heed. It reminds us of our priorities. What is our priorities? Is it on the material side? Or is it on the spiritual? Is it earthly? Or is it heavenly? My friend, it behooves us to have our priorities right. Let's put the Lord first in everything that we say and do. The word watch here implies watching with alertness. Not sleeping, watching with alertness. Okay, now we'll first look at watch your ways. You might say, how do I watch my ways? My friend, let me suggest to you, you must be faithful. Faithful. We heard that last night. Well, Brother Tony, faithful. Let's be faithful. You might say, well, how can I be faithful? Well, let me suggest to you a few ways we can be faithful. First, in our giving. You might say, in giving what? Giving of our time, ourselves. Yes, our money. Paul, writing to the Corinthian believers, says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that ye be found faithful." Also, let me suggest that we can be faithful to the meetings. You know, I could look around here tonight and I see some people who are faithful. Many here who come, you know, if they're not here, they are sick. They are faithful. But it saddens my heart sometimes when I look over here, especially on a Tuesday night, and I don't see a crowd like we have tonight. Thank you all for coming. Such a good number. But let's be faithful to the meetings. Remember, it's in view of the Lord's return. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is." In those days it was happening. Says, "But exhorting one another." Now listen, "so much the more as you see the day approaching." So much the more as you know the Lord's return is at near. Let's be faithful. You say, "I'm too busy." If you're too busy to come out to the meetings, my friend, I think we're just too busy. Let's make a special effort in view of the Lord's return We don't have much time. Let's come out, learn what we can. And let's be faithful in our service for the Lord. The Lord himself says, the night cometh when no man can work. So let us work while it is yet day. You know, the choir saying, our service will not be in vain. So let's work while it's still yet day. My friend tonight, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Watch your ways. Watch your assurance. Be occupied. That's a good way to watch your assurance. Luke 19:13 says, and he called, the Lord is telling the story of the 10 pounds, and he called his 10 servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy. Now, in view of the Lord's return, till I come. My friend, you might say, how can I be occupied, Brother Freddie? Oh, with one person, be occupied with Christ. Be occupied with Christ in his word. And if you want assurance of your salvation, get occupied with Christ in the word. If you don't, my friend, the devil is going to get at you, and you're going to feel at times, am I really saved? Be occupied with Christ in his word. Another suggestion, be occupied with Christ in worship. You know, you might say, I don't know if I get too much out of that worship service on Sunday morning. You might be heard me say this before. We don't come because to be blessed. We come because we are blessed. But we never leave without being blessed. Oh, my friend, let's not forget the worship service. Last night as the choir sang that number, that thrilled me. That's my special. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. This is the way we worship. This is the way that, you know, you say, how could I get my assurance from that? It's because there we remember his death. There we remember what he did to save us. This is where we can get our assurance. Be occupied in prayer as well. Hebrews, as a brother's been on, 4:16, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. It's not a throne of judgment, a throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My friend, if you have never trusted Christ as your Savior, you have no assurance, but you can have assurance tonight by putting your faith and trust in him. Watch your temptations. Never yield. Never yield. 1 Peter 1:7 says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, that your faith might be found unto the praise, listen, honor, and glory in view of Christ's return at the appearing of Jesus Christ. My friend, if you want your faith to be found worthy of praise and honor at the appearing of Christ, as you go through these trials of life, count them to be more precious than gold. You know, Satan might tempt you. We might go through certain trials of life. You want to know why. You want to ask a question why. Count them to be more precious than gold. And then, at the appearing of Christ, you'll receive praise, honor, and glory. The Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he takes his Peter, James, and John with him, and he's going to pray. And he says, watch and pray, lest you enter or lest you fall into temptation. But you know what? The Lord came back and he found them sleeping. They were not watching. They were not praying. And you know what happened? Just an hour or so later, a couple hours probably later, Peter denies the Lord 3 times. Oh, let's be careful. If you're going to watch your temptations, we must watch and pray. James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he has tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those that love him. Will the trials that we go through, the temptations, will they bring praise, honor, and glory? I trust they will, that we might receive that crown of life. But my friend, if you're unsaved tonight, you cannot receive that crown of life because you've never put faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. But you can before you leave this building if you just invite him into your heart. Watch your companions. That's our worst again that we read. Watch therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh. At evening, at midnight, at cockcrowing, or in the morning. So if we're going to watch our companions, we must keep in view of the Lord's return. We know not when the master of the house comes. You might say, Brother Freddie, who should be my companions? Who should my companions be? I'll tell you what, in Psalms 119:63, we see who the psalmist chose for his companions. He says, I am a companion of those that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Is that our companions? Those that fear the Lord? Is that the companions we keep? Those that keep his word? I trust so. I trust that's our companions. If you know the story of Samson and Judges 14, he went down to Timnath. He saw a woman that he loved. He come back home. He tell his parents, get her for me. He says, why do you want a wife from those uncircumcised Philistines? He says, get her for me. She pleaseth me well. You know the story? He went down with a riddle. Finally give it to his wife. She told it to the Philistines. And the end result was Samson's wife was given to his companion or his friend. You see, he chose the wrong companion. My friend tonight, Christians especially, if you're seeking a partner, make sure it's the right companion. Young lady, make sure it's the right man. Make sure he loves the Lord. Young man, make sure the lady loves the Lord. Seek your right companion. You can never go wrong. My unsaved friend, make the Lord Jesus Christ your companion, your Savior, your friend. Watch your habits. It's the last one that will be finished. Be diligent. 2 Peter 3:14 says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, new heaven, new earth, again, the Lord's return, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. May I ask, what are your habits? Could it be possible the habit of lying or filthy language? Unclean thoughts? I trust not. Or could it be good habits? I trust so. Reading God's word, studying God's word, prayer, witnessing. Then if so, let us be diligent as we watch our habits, that we may be found of him in peace, without spot and without blemish. As I close, with the Lord's return in view, let us watch our ways, our assurance, our temptations, our companions, our habits, that we might hear those blessed words from our Savior. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. My friend, if you're not saved tonight, wouldn't it be sad if you was to die and go out of this life in your sin and face the Lord Jesus Christ as your judge? And as he looks you in his eyes, I believe it'll pierce through your soul as he says, depart from me, I never knew you. My friend, it doesn't have to be so tonight. Right where you're seated, you could say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. Come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus, shall we pray. Father, it is indeed a privilege again to speak forth your word, to trust that anything that has been said of thyself will bring praise and glory to your name, that you'll take it and use it. And Father, that we'll strive to air that well done, thou good and faithful servant. And if it's one in here tonight who doesn't know you as the Savior, that they will not hear those words, Father, that they'll know you tonight. They will never hear those words, depart from me, I never knew you. But where they seated, they will invite the Lord Jesus into their heart and life. And now for the food that we will soon be partaking of, we give you our thanks for it. Bless those hands that have so graciously prepared it. Father, we realize that so many that are hungry tonight will probably go to their bed starving. We are so blessed. You have provided so much for us. We thank you for it. And as we fellowship one with another, may your name be praised and adored. For we ask it all in the precious and worthy name of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thanks for coming, friend. And if we could be of any help, we have a lot of the elders here. I'm happy if that what I know to show you from God's Word. If you need any help, whether you're saved or unsaved, Brother Clark is here, well equipped in the Word. Don't leave this meeting tonight if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. This might well be your last chance. Do it while you still have time. Thank you and good night.